This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Brian Nani. Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing very well.
Outstanding. Well, we got a fun show today. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Let's say hello to our guest. His name is Stan Hall, Executive Director of the Gwinnett Sports Commission. Stan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. And thanks for carving out some time. You got a busy schedule the next few weeks, so appreciate you joining us.
Glad to be here.
Before we get into our conversation about everything going on, real quickly, inform the audience a bit about you and your background.
I will. As you said, I'm the executive director of the Gwinnett Sports Commission, and the Gwinnett Sports Commission does a lot of things. We're here today to talk about one in particular, our PGA Tour event, but we do a lot more than that. We are in place. Our mission statement, if you will, is to bring any and all sporting events we can into Gwinnett and the Atlanta area in an attempt to obviously bring economic injection via sports-related events. We are part of the Gwinnett Center family, if you will, and control the sporting events that come to the arena at Gwinnett Center. We also control Couray Field, own and control Couray Field, where the AAA affiliate of the Atlanta Braves play. And we own the contract with the PGA Tour for the PGA Tour Champions Tour Greater Gwinnett Championship held every April at TPC Sugarloaf. So that's what we're going to talk about today, I think. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Let's talk about that, Stan. Tell us about more about that Greater Gwinnett Championship.
Well, we're in our third year of our contract with the PGA Tour. For those who may be listening today who are native to Atlanta for a while, we had the PGA Tour Bell South AT&T Classic out at TPC Sugarloaf for a long time. It left about 6 years ago, and we were determined to bring professional golf back to Sugarloaf and was able to do it 3 years ago via the Champions Tour, and it's a great experience for us. It's a great, great tournament, and as I said, we're approaching our third year of our contract with them in April of this year.
Wow, third year, that's good. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That's pretty impressive. So who does the event benefit?
Well, it varies from year to year. The PGA Tour, as you guys probably know, is very well known for its charitable giving. We had the PGA Tour Champions Tour president in town last week to address our Chamber of Commerce, and he made a comment that even startled me, and I thought that I knew a good bit about their charitable formula. But he made a statement that you could take all of the professional sports in our country, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, whatever it might be, combine their entire charitable giving, and it still wouldn't equal the amount that the PGA Tour has given back.
I had no idea.
It is an unbelievable amount that they give back. And really, every tournament that takes place in our country, whether it's PGA Tour, Champions Tour, Web.com, the European Tour, the Asian Tour, whatever it may be, all those events are completely connected to a charitable affiliation. Ours this year is Children's Healthcare of Atlanta and Gwinnett Medical Center Concussion Institute Foundation. Both great, great organizations. We've had various organizations throughout the years, but this year it's those two that we're concentrating on to try to give back to. Children's Healthcare has probably been with us even going back to, as I mentioned, the old Bell South AT&T days. They've been a constant with us. It's such a great, great organization. But Gwinnett Medical Center on a local level is our other partner this year.
Gosh, I don't know that I was aware that there's a charity tied to every single professional golf tournament.
Well, every golf tournament is a nonprofit organization, as we are. And the reason being is our sole purpose, other than the pure enjoyment of professional golf, which is why we go to the tournaments and see just outstanding golf. But the purpose of us wanting to bring the event back to Gwinnett was primarily to be able to give back to our community. And it's the same formula for the most part of any professional golf tournament that you'll see.
Well, you don't often get concussions in golf.
However, not just ex-president Gorge playing. He was known to cause a few, I think. So.
I forgot about that.
But talk more about the Concussion Institute. I mean, that's obviously a very top of mind issue in the sports world.
It
right
is
now.
A top of mind issue. And, you know, again, as I said, the Sports Commission does a lot of things other than golf. So our affiliation with the Concussion Institute goes beyond this golf tournament. This is a great way for us to give back to them via the tournament. But sports concussion is something that's, as you said, everybody's mind now, particularly, we're not talking about just children, we're talking about the NFL. I mean, mm-hmm. It's one of their main topics of conversation mm-hmm. now is how to battle the issue of sports concussion. And football, everybody thinks of football as being that sport that carries that concussion rate higher than others, but it's true in soccer, it's true in lacrosse. Anytime there's an opportunity for impact with the brain based on what the sport discipline might be, concussion has a possibility of occurring. So it's a great opportunity for us to put some money into that study now and try to prevent future injuries from particularly our kids, but really across the board of all levels of sports.
Yeah, appreciate that fine work. I think I got a concussion playing ice hockey.
You probably did.
So, all right, Stan Hall return after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Stan Hall, Executive Director of the Gwinnett Sports Commission.
So one of the fun things about watching golf is all the different celebrities who play. Who can we expect to see in this tournament?
Well, let me tell you about different layers of celebrityism, if you will, because our tournament is a little bit different. The PGA Tour, for those of you who've been out to the FedEx Championship or East Lake or wherever it might be, it's a very stringent formula they have there. And I don't want anyone to misinterpret what I'm about to say. The Champions Tour is a very, very serious competition. We have about a $2 million purse they're playing for, so you can imagine. With that money on the line, these guys are very serious. The Champions Tour, however, is a little bit different in they allow us to do certain things to create some fan base activity. And one of the things that we do this year, going back to your question about celebrities, is we have something called the Novellas Challenge. And we take three sports celebrities, literally inject them into our professional round on Saturday. And they don't play against the professionals, but they play against each other. And each one of them, each one of these celebrities is representing a segment of the Aflac Cancer Center here in Atlanta. And we got three great celebrities in that. John Smoltz, recently inducted in the Hall of Fame, is going to play as he did last year. Again, for those of you who have been in Atlanta, Steve Bartkowski, who is probably the most successful Atlanta quarterback we've ever had, even though we're working on a new one now with a great quarterback that we have. And then Kevin Butler, who played at Georgia, also a Hall of Famer for the NFL. Those three are going to play as a threesome, literally injected into the actual professional round just on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And they'll be there. On Monday of tournament week, we do have talking about what I think is going to be the greatest NFL quarterback for Atlanta franchises, of course, Matt Ryan. And we have a Matt Ryan Celebrity M event on Monday of tournament week. Matt invites a lot of his NFL buddies to come out and play, where people, you know, such as us, actually get a chance to play with these celebrities out at Sugarloaf and play a round of golf and shoot the bull with those guys and hear some real interesting stories. And then we get down to the real golf on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which are our competitive rounds. Champions Tour is one day different than the PGA Tour. They play Thursday through Sunday. We only play Friday through Sunday. But talking about great golfers and people who, names that I can throw out to you that you'll recognize immediately, people like our current and defending champion, Miguel Angel Jimenez, is coming back to defend his championship. Last year, he led our tournament from start to finish, won the championship, went on the next week and won the Spanish Open.
Wow.
So that's the kind of that's the kind of talent that we're bringing here. Bernhard Langer, who is a Hall of Famer, is coming back. He was our first inaugural champion of the Greater Gwinnett Championship. He's coming back. Marco Mira, Ian Woosman is coming.
How many Masters Larry between
Mize,
them have they won?
Larry Mize and Sandy Lyle. And the interesting thing about those six that I just named, because I think people do have a sort of a false perception of Champions Tour as far as the caliber of play. The six that I just named, starting with Jimenez and going through Sandy Lyle, they're playing in the Masters the week before our tournament. So these are serious, great golfers who have a proven history. We have about 271 PGA Tour victories that are represented in our field as far as the Champions Tour here.
Wow.
And the Masters is a nice warm-up for the event, isn't it?
We call it a practice round for our tournament. But it could not be better timing for us. You know, the Masters is the first big event of the golf season to get that thing kicked off in Augusta, which is the most tremendous tournament that you'll ever see. And then for many of those players just to come up the road a piece, if you will, to Atlanta and play in the Champions Tour the next week. It's a great segue for us. And the excitement's high. You know, people are starting to really think about golf after watching that beautiful tournament down in Augusta. And the timing is good for us. And then we have just about anybody you can imagine, Hall of Famers that'll be here. One of my favorites, of course, is Billy Andre, who is an Atlanta resident now. Great, great golfer. Had a career as a PGA Tour golfer, then had a career as a TV analyst on the Golf Channel. Now back competing full-time, and what a great advocate and representative of the Atlanta area he is for professional golf. So we've got probably what I think will be one of the strongest fields on the Champions Tour schedule all year, so we're excited about who's coming.
Yeah, that's very exciting. So you mentioned a couple things, one about Matt Ryan and some other celebrity events. What other special kind of fun activities will be going on?
Well, we signed on a new sponsor this year. Mellow Mushroom is one of our big sponsors this year, and they've created a venue on the course called the Mellow Mushroom Chill Club.
Oh, fun.
It's going to be on the 16th green, and it's an entertainment venue. And they're going to have, for people who buy tickets to that venue, they get free pizza, free drinks during the day. We're going to be running shuttles back and forth between the holes with the Mellow Mushroom logo. So we're going to make a sort of a fun thing out of it. They've had a real strong putting competition where they're inviting people out to the tournament. They're going to provide them transportation on a Mellow Mushroom bus.
Cool.
So we've got
cool.
A lot of reasons for people to come out there. We have Kids Day all day on Saturday. Our tournament is a little bit different because traditionally the Champions Tour is probably for a little bit of a more mature audience. But even in our first year, we did capture a great deal of the millennial demographic that are coming out to our tournament. They're bringing their kids out there, which is wonderful for us.
That's very good.
So we've dedicated an entire day to Kids Day on Saturday. We have face painting. We have the mascots. We have Atlanta Junior Golf out there doing skills competition. It's going to be a great day. And we signed on with QT this year. They're providing a free entertainment venue for our veterans.
Wow.
Called the Patriots Outpost. It's literally going to be on the 18th green. Could not be a better spot. Free food and drink for our real heroes to be able to come out and watch some good golf, have a fun day at the golf course. So we got a lot of reasons for people to come out other than just the good golf they're going to see.
Sure.
Well, kudos to you on what sounds like an absolutely fascinating event. We're about out of time, Stan, but I just wanted to give you a quick chance. In addition, and above and far and beyond the Greater Gwinnett Championship, the quality of sports entertainment in Gwinnett County is really, really great stuff. For those who don't necessarily want to drive into town, the quality of entertainment there is outstanding. How have you done that, and what's the long-term play there for the commission?
Well, you know, we had a it's funny you should say that, and I appreciate you saying that because we take a lot of pride in that. But we had a session yesterday with some business leaders, and I addressed the session talking about the importance of sports in the overall way we project ourselves. And we did decide a few years ago that sports was going to be something very strong for us. The arena at Gwinnett Center certainly gave us a nice platform to bring in the Southeastern Conference, professional sports, collegiate sports, high-quality high school sports. When we built Cooley Field out there, we brought professional baseball out there via the Atlanta Braves, which is a huge, huge—I don't know if you've been out to the stadium lately. We're doing a brand-new addition to the stadium that includes residential units where people can live and you stand on your balcony, you literally overlook center field from your apartment.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's beautiful. And we have, of course, we have the Gwinnett Gladiators, who are the minor league affiliate of the Phoenix Coyotes. We have the only hockey in Atlanta, professional hockey in Atlanta now. So, and we're talking with one other professional sports group that has a real interest in Gwinnett that I can't mention today, but I hope I can mention it really soon. That's going to continue to put another feather in our sports cap, as you said. So it's something that's very important to us, and it's something that's very important to the entire Atlanta area. Dan Corso, who works with the Atlanta Sports Commission, he and I talk regularly and share information and events back and forth to each other. But sports is huge for Atlanta, and I think in the next few years you'll see just how huge it is going to become.
Well, I can vouch for the quality of the hockey. If you missed the Thrashers, the Gladiators is great entertainment. Mm-hmm. So, well, Stan, I hate to say it, but we're about out of time. Before we let you go, where can people go to contact you should they have questions? Where can they learn more about the upcoming Greater Gwinnett Championship as well as the Sports Commission?
Any and everything they want to know about the Greater Gwinnett Championship can be found at greatergwinnettchampionship.com. If you have other information you're curious about as far as just sports in general in the Gwinnett area, the GwinnettSportsCommission.com, just as easy to find out anything you want. Tickets you can buy, volunteer opportunities, weekly schedule for the golf tournaments, all included in the GreaterGwinnettChampionship.com.
Stan Hall, the Executive Director of the Gwinnett Sports Commission. Stan, real pleasure to have you stop by.
Thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated.
Good luck with these great events.
Thank you.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Stan Hall, my co-hosts Carol Morgan and Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.